is Keeping It Real with Nairi and Fiona and Greg. Greg, let's talk about your beer.
My beer. It is from the Muskoka Brewery Company. It's their craft lager. It's nice and light. It's a summery beer. We're starting into that pretty early, so it's good.
Well, it doesn't feel like summer today.
But no, it's kind of shitey outside, but it's not bad. It's only 4.8%.
It's a warm-up beer.
It's a warm-up beer, yeah. It's like at the low end, so you warm up with this one and go to the next one. So, But it's nice and crisp, clean. Okay, good lager. Nice. I like it.
You'll drink it again?
I'll definitely drink it again. Yes.
Definitely not from this location.
No, it's got a nice Muskoka chair right on the can.
I haven't seen this one in Dunville, but they had it in Alfreda. So.
Yeah, I haven't seen this one in town either.
No. We circuit. We're out for a little toot
road
around.
Trip.
They know. Road trip to the Simcoe LCBO.
Yeah, they know us everywhere. So.
I don't think they know us.
Anymore. Oh, I think they do. Yes.
No. Well, I'm not. I don't show up at the Alfreda one that often.
No.
I mean, I could
go. No, we're at the Fawn Hill and the Dunville one pretty often.
Fawn Hill one. So I was in the Fawn Hill LCBO and in the vintages section, I found this one from Australia. It's Mitolo. It's called Jester and it's from 2019. And it's a Shiraz from the McLaren Vale in South Australia. And we've already drank like 3/4 of this one. So it's a
very
good one.
It's tasty.
Very good one. The old sound boy is. That's my stuff.
I thought we were only watching or looking at pictures.
Yeah, somebody's out there. And we've got singing going on. So we had a... this is podcasting in the Alfred household. Yeah. There's always just random stuff going on. It's all good. So on Wednesday, we had a classic CrossFit workout called Annie, which was 50, 40, 30, 20, 10 reps of double unders and sit-ups. And everybody who has done it has complained about how sore their abs are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like a 4-day ab hurt.
Yeah. Oh, well, this is. We're on the fourth day, and I can still feel it. I raise my hands up, and it's like, whoop, I still got
everything.
Those right at the top. If I press on them right there, yep.
I can feel them. Don't touch them.
Well, that's it. Don't
so
touch them.
So sore.
Rolling over in bed. Yep. Abs are sore.
Abs are sore.
Sneezing, coughing.
Yes.
Abs are sore.
Farting.
Yeah. Really?
And my abs hurt when they like, huh? Yeah, you got to do that. Huh?
Don't. Right. I don't want to go from that one. Man, you're just pushing out a fart, eh? Good for you.
Come on. Sometimes they get stuck. You got to, huh? And give her, you got to bear down on that sucker.
We're so starting early.
Like, man. Hey, we're the ones who went through 3/4 of this
you guys
should
be doing
it. And it's 14.5%. So.
Whew. It's delish.
It is delish. So the idea for this topic stems from that one we did a few weeks ago about core muscles and how to work them, why you should work them. So how do you know if you don't go to the gym that your core is weak?
So a good test, and I try this with the boys.
But this is like we're talking about people who never go to the gym.
No, and that's what I mean. A good test to see how your core is. You know, put your hand against a wall, stand on with one leg up. Your leg at a 90 degree angle and have somebody push down on your knee. If your leg and you tilt forward means you've got to work on your core.
Hmm.
So it's a nice little test to see how that works. And you'd be surprised. A lot of people say, oh, I got a really good core. And I've had grapplers and, you know, martial artists and everything like this got a really good core and they do that test. And then the first thing they do is they tilt forward on that. They can't hold that leg in position. So you need to work on your core.
There's other signs, though. Mm-hmm. How about your back hurts for seemingly no reason?
Oh, for sure.
Or how many of us have, well, we haven't because we work our core, but we talk about like in the deadlift episode, how deadlifts won't mess your back up, but twisting the wrong way to pick up something light.
Yeah.
Laundry
like,
will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But a lot of that comes from like, we're so used to bracing ourselves for.
Yeah, we know how to lift.
We know how to brace, you know, ready, brace, lift, away we go. But then all of a sudden you bend over to pick something up and you don't do that, right?
Yep.
You know, something light at home, like you pick up your laundry bags or something, because it's light. So you bend over, pick it up, and you're not preparing yourself to do that. You're preparing yourself in that
position. In a lift, you're definitely in that mindset. Yeah. How about you get exhausted standing in line?
Yeah, that's a big one. And you notice, how many times have you been to the grocery store and you see somebody, leaning on their on their cart. Mm-hmm. You know, they're folded over and things like that. So that's a good sign that, yeah.
Well, and it's about stabilizing your hips and your lower back muscles. So, like,
the other test is showing people that when you stand up and you kind of clench your butt cheeks, okay, do that prison defense mechanism there. Stand up straight. Your body tilts
there
forward.
There we go.
A
we're getting canceled.
but if you let yourself let that go, then you notice how the hips fold back a little bit too. So it'll let you know that okay, there's our core stabilization right here, and then it lets go in that position just by clenching your butt cheeks together.
So you have to lean on something because you're just getting tired. Yeah. You know, when you're standing, you have poor core. You have a hard time getting up.
Yeah.
This is
just sitting up from a chair, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Using your core for that.
Yeah. If you need to use your hands to get up, like to push yourself out of that chair, that's a good indicator that your probably core is not getting engaged and you're not using
it. Oh, absolutely. Right? Yeah. I mean, I always find, I hate when, somebody comes in and they say, well, my doctor says I shouldn't squat. Like, how are you going to get out of a chair?
Yeah. How do you get off the toilet?
Just get off a toilet. You just like, fall there's off just, and, you know.
Over to the side, roll over. Have that big handlebar at the side. Hey, I got the holy shit handle here and I got to get myself up. Like,
mobility
tubs,
aids.
Right? Tubs,
you know,
the same
these
way.
Are such common everyday activities that if you don't have a strong core, you can't.
The new tubs, like the walk-in tubs, like with the door.
Oh, come on, you know you want one.
Yeah, yeah, because they look so cool. You know, you're going to walk into that because they can't lift their leg up over that. Okay, there's that core that we have to stabilize to get that leg up over that tub to stand into that. Mm-hmm. And they can't do that. I got to use a door. Like, holy geez.
Yeah. I mean, even they say reasons like benefits for having a strengthening your core, like talking about everyday acts, but also on the job tasks.
Yeah.
So any jobs that involve lifting, twisting, and standing all rely on core muscles. But the less obvious tasks, like sitting at your desk for hours, which I did yesterday, engaging your core as well, phone calls, typing, computer use, similar work can make back muscles surprisingly stiff and sore. Because when I get up to go to the photocopier, I'm like, oh my God, I think I'm going to die.
Yeah. Well, it's like if I have to spend more than an hour at work, you know, in my position, I feel my hip flexors because I'm not used to sitting so long. Right now I get up and I'm like, oh my God. Right, I gotta stretch this out and everything like that. So I try to make sure I'm not in my chair for longer than 45 minutes to an hour.
Well, we have such a sedentary lifestyle where you were, so now you're sitting, your hip flexors are super short, and you can
damage
so much
things.
Damage there, and then your back.
But
is
that's
weak.
Why so many people come to the gym and their squats are so behind because they don't have that flexibility in there.
They don't have
hip
the strength.
Flexibility.
Yeah. Right. And and then like another one is your balance.
Yeah.
And that's
balance
a
is huge
one.
For core. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it always strikes me in our on-ramps because our last workout is walking lunges and watch people. You know, I do walking lunges and everybody's like, oh, okay, that looks really easy. And then they do them and they're all over hell.
They do the drunk stumble.
It's like, oh my God, you just got hit in the head with a hammer and now you're trying to walk across the road.
Yeah.
It's like, it's all core.
It's balance. Yeah, holy cow. So like stand on one foot and close your eyes. And if you, can you stay still? Like, I mean, most of us would be, okay, so you may have some problems on one leg.
Yeah.
But we'll go with a good leg.
Yeah.
I think, it sounds so.
But then the knee kind of gives out on that.
But that's not really. But still, so if your squats, your knees are weak, you start overcompensating on, different parts of your body. And so, it just becomes a train wreck of everything not working properly. But, you don't think of something as basic as your balance. Yeah. I mean, look at our seniors. Like, I mean, we have a good senior population, but there's a few who can't make it to the floor.
Yep.
There's a few, but then there's also
that couldn't make it to the floor when they started, but now they can now.
Yeah.
Because of that.
It's amazing.
Core.
Yeah.
Right? So it makes a huge difference. You know, everyday life, like you're using your core every day, everything that you do, getting up out of bed, getting up from the floor, playing with your kids.
Out of your car.
Yeah,
getting out of your car.
People don't realize it. Yeah, yeah, getting out of your car is huge. You watch how many people struggle to get out of a low car, right? Like, that's core.
So, and if your balance isn't great, your posture's not great, and then it just leads into a poor quality of life. And then there was a really cool article. It's on the main site for CrossFit.
Yes, it was.
And it's about... it's about senior, just being active in your senior years and how we've kind
aging
of
inertia.
Age, and how it's almost like we've accepted that as you get older, you sit and you just have this decline.
And you get heavier and you can't,
yeah, you right? can't do anything. Can't do anything. And so, like, I just think, so all these things that we take for granted, like your balance, your posture, or being able to stand in line, like, mm-hmm. you know, or just, you know, getting up from a seated position, like we take these things for granted until they're gone.
Yeah.
But the decay is it's slow and you don't really realize it until like, oh, maybe I should do something about this. Like, well, we had somebody new join. I looked at his date of birth. He's a year younger than me. I'm like, oh, dude. Like, but he came in because he had he was diagnosed with prediabetes.
Wow.
But again, like the squats and the mobility, like mm-hmm. you're 47 years old and your mobility is suffering. That's like, I'm glad you're going to the gym now because if you don't.
At least he's being proactive about it and, and doing it. So, mm-hmm. yeah. It's a big thing, but
it's huge. Mm-hmm. I know and you don't have to do just sit ups to do core because that's what I think people think. I got to do sit ups.
As soon as somebody says core, they associate with, I got to do a ton of planks, you know, V sits, you know, this.
But you need to squat, you
need
to
deadlift, you need the overhead mm-hmm. press, you need everything that's going to, you know, put that core to use in an everyday functional manner, right? Well, climbing the rope, a rope climb is core. Right, really.
Shoulder press is core.
Yes, mm-hmm. shoulder press.
Because if you have
pull-ups are core.
If you're don't have any stability in your upper body, it's because you don't have any core strength.
No,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
It's crazy how
your core, your shoulders will start to roll forward. Okay, and now the core's compromised, and now all of a sudden you're pushing out in front instead of straight over top our head. So it's a major malfunction if your core is not working. That position, the kinetic chain takes the biggest stress there during that position.
Right? When you are, because you have one of those unfortunate jobs where you sit all day, do you feel your shoulders kind of just like sink forward, or do you have to remind yourself to sit up
pull back?
Tall? You know, I find I probably sit wrong because I actually put my foot on the base of the chair.
Okay.
And I think I feel like
push
that
back into the
kind
chair.
Of pushes myself back a little
peel
bit.
Peel those shoulder blades back. There's actually a brace. Remember when I first started working and doing desk work at the school, remember I got that brace because I felt myself, I'm rolling in. So mm-hmm. I got a brace that pulls my shoulders back and keeps myself upright more. So I used it quite a bit.
I find even when, I mean, I don't spend a lot of time, I feel like I like to do all my computer work in big chunks. And so I sit there for, and then I just find my, I'm crunching over and I'm just like, oh, and then I sit up straight. I almost feel my spine go.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, okay. I need to get up. You know, I need to get off my ass mm-hmm. and do something because I can't, you know, but again, like sitting for hours. And so like all these things, they shorten your hip flexors, your shoulders round, everything. Like, you know, it's a wonder we're still functioning as a human race.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what makes coming to the gym, even if it's a shitty workout, it doesn't feel as bad.
Because, a good challenge.
Yeah. You know,
there's no shitty workouts. There's only good challenges.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, that's you call it what you want.
We do call it.
They might feel a little shitty when you're doing
if your
it.
Balance is it. Suffering, if you have a hard time getting off the floor, out of a chair, you need to get to the gym.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Grand River CrossFit can help you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Everything we do is core to extremities.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah. Your whole life, your quality of life is affected by not having a strong core.
Yeah. And everything revolves around our core.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether you're picking up groceries or, you know, mowing the lawn.
Yeah. Everything.
Gardening. We're getting into that season.
Exactly.
Well, I don't garden.
No.
Because I kill the
grass. Doesn't cut the grass.
I'll cut the grass one day.
Well, now
in my
that
life.
I have a new lawnmower.
So no, I'll still call somebody to cut.
That's my act of recovery on days. Cut
the lawn.
Not at the gym, I cut the lawn.
I'm not cutting the lawn. Greg got one without a pull start, so we're good.
Yep.
He can do it with his funky hand next week. Well, on that note, that is another episode of Keeping It Real with Nairi and Fiona and Greg.